Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Every day I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna
Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me give the call-in number. It is 516-418-5997. Again, the number of the program is 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead and take some calls, and we'll start with 857. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to know if you see a friendship healing between myself and Alan.
I feel like it will heal. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I mean, I don't know exactly what went on in that relationship, but you know, I really feel like that you give it some time and it will work out for you.
Okay. Is he being honest?
I would say yes, he is.
As an honest person, a loyal person.
Yeah, I definitely with him. Yeah, I don't know when I'm tapping into him. I have this weird feeling like I'm hiding something. So maybe that's what he's doing. You know, you feel like he's hiding something from you. As a possibility, because that's what I keep seeing in my mind here. So,
is it another woman, or is it something else like drugs?
I feel like it's something else, maybe work or something related to that. But I don't see another woman or nothing like that.
Oh, so you don't see him like another woman at work?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see him interested in another woman. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How are you? Let me ask you. How are you?
I'm okay.
How are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, we're okay. I was having some technical difficulties. But for a while, we tried to get on, and I couldn't get on. And finally, hopefully, we've all got that figured out. So.
Good. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and know that you're okay, Michael. You're definitely my friend.
All right.
God bless you.
You too.
All right. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and get another call in here. 631, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, David and Michael. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How can I help?
I'm calling to see if you see anything about a reason for me.
I'm really having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if
it's probably my connection. About a relocation, moving.
You're wanting to know if you're going to move? Yeah, I definitely see a move for you. Looks like in a couple of months or something like that.
Okay, so is there any messages about anything that I can do like right now as far as, because I've been looking, it's just, you know, my finances, you know, I'm trying to stay positive about it, but maybe do you see like an area or if there's anything that I can do to help it along?
Right now, what my spirit guide's telling me that you need to do is like meditate on it and actually just keep seeing it happening. You know, see the doors opening for you, things like that. That really help you. But I see a move for you like a couple months. It's really strong. So I'd say a couple months.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So about maybe 3 to 6 months, maybe?
Yeah, maybe on that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Yeah, good night. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and let's take 229 on Earth. Me, hello.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. I haven't talked to you for a while, Norman. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah, I'm trying to having some difficulties with my health. So I wanted to ask you about... I have an attorney for my, I've been turned down once for my disability, but I have some paperwork back to my attorney. And once I get that paperwork back to him, when do you see my disability start being approved?
I see like about October. It takes a while. Most people that file for disability, the first time they get turned down, that's normal for the situation. But I definitely see you getting it, and I would say about October. So just hang in there a little longer, and just let spirit take care of it, and you know, I'm sure they'll open a door for you. So, all right.
Yeah, I want to ask you about, like, I've been feeling so tired lately, a lot, and I sleep a lot, and I'm missing out on things I need to do during the day. I wake up, I take my medication, eat my breakfast, and take my medication, and all of a sudden I'm drained. And what is draining me like that? If I'm sleeping so.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that right now. I think it's just a part of the spiritual awakening process they're going through. But, I mean, that's like with me. I mean, you know, I had a hard time getting out of bed today. I just wanted to pull the covers up over my head and say, hey, I'm going to stay in bed today. But, you know, you got obligations and stuff like that. I don't see it being anything serious, Moen. So you should just, you know, relax. And because I think a lot of people are going through that right now. Where they're just so groggy and stuff like that.
Yeah. Is it maybe stress or something? Anxiety?
Yeah, I think you got too much stuff in your head.
Yeah, right.
How's your son doing? I mean, the last time we talked, things were a little rocky or something going on there.
Which one? The one that was in the hospital?
The one that you had the FundMe one, where that one was.
Unfortunately, Michael, he passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he passed away in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had a, you know, yeah, he crossed over. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think I'm kind of depressed about my friend. She stopped talking to me, and her name started with a J. And do you see her coming back to my life? Coming back over?
Yes. Yeah, I see her coming back around. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I don't know what exactly is going on with her, but she's just, you know, staying off just for a little bit of time. And, you know, I just feel like that will work out for you. So.
Yeah.
But I'd just give her space right now. I wouldn't press for anything else except a friendship. So.
But she will come back.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. I love you.
You have a good night.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's go to 646. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Good. How can I help?
Yes. Okay. I have a question in regards to a move. I'm going to need to move temporarily until I make my move to New Jersey. So in the meantime, I'm going to look for a nice room. And I just want to know, what do you see in terms of payment? Do you see, what are my guys saying in regards to weekly payment? Well, do you want this per week or 175 per week?
I'm not sure. I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Your phone must be cutting out or something. It's like I can only hear like bits and pieces of what you asked.
All right, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I hear you a whole lot better now. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. So what I was stating is that I'm looking to – I have to do a short – I have to move temporarily until I move to New Jersey. So I want to get a nice room, and I just wanted to see in terms of payment, do you see that I'll be paying $150 per week or $175 per week? I want something nice. I don't mind paying.
Yeah, I think you'll find something for like $150.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you'd be really, I think you're gonna be really happy with your new surroundings. It really looks like to me you're gonna have a really good time there. So, I wouldn't really stress out too much. So, okay.
All right, and I live in New York, and I stay in the Bronx. Do you see me staying in the Bronx area, or do you see me moving to a different borough?
I see moving to something else. And I'm getting like a number three, so I'd say maybe 3 months. Sooner than that. It could be like 3 weeks. But you'll be happy, so All right.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're
I'll let you know what happens.
Night.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. 310, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call. I had a quick question about a project I'm working on. Don't know if the financing is going to be coming okay, thanks. I don't know if I asked enough.
Yeah.
If I gave enough information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I get you to say your first name for me, please?
Mindy.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it just feels like everything's like on a standstill with you. I don't see anything moving around. I just feel like that you're just at a standstill, like you don't know what step to take next.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. The information was sent overseas, actually, and it's going to be presented to three different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should be having a really good outcome on that. So my spirit guide is telling you not to worry about it, not stress about it. I think we stress about things too much, but you know everything's gonna open up for you. So all right.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so
I appreciate
much.
You calling. You
have
a good night.
Have a beautiful night.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, let's go ahead and take 956. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you, Michael?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a question. What do you see for me as far as romance in my near future?
Somebody should be coming into your life about August.
About somebody I know, or...
I feel like it's somebody new. I don't feel like it's anybody old.
Somebody what, I'll say? Somebody I'm familiar with, or?
Yeah, I feel like they're interested in you, but they haven't really stepped forward yet. So, since they got too much on their plate right now. But definitely see somebody coming in August, about mid-August.
Is that going to be my long? Is that going to be my relationship, or is there somebody else coming in?
I feel like this could be a long-term relationship. Yes.
Hmm. All right, that's
okay.
And somebody I know. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye bye.
Good night.
Good night. 775, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy Michael. Thank you for taking my call. And I was in a rear-end car accident in a yellow cab, and my injury attorney had me seeing a chiropractor, but I changed my... I don't want to see that chiropractor because he was rude to me. So I was changing to another lady, and her name is Pam. And I was going to have a treatment today, but I went to her office, and the paperwork took too long. And I felt kind of funny there because on her on the front, it says her hours are like 10 to 11 in the morning and then 5 to 6 in the afternoon. Only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and that just seems kind of weird to me. I don't know. What do you think? Will it be a good thing for me to go to her? Because I did not sign a contract yet. Should I look around and maybe go with Dr. Anderson or somebody else?
Yeah, I don't, like you said, you had a bad feeling about this. When you were talking about her, I had this, my stomach just started like feeling like somebody was punching it. I just don't think that she. I mean, she might be good at what she does, but I don't see her being a fit for you. So, I'll go.
Well,
with
you know what?
And,
quite honestly,
yeah,
all I really want to do is use the hydro massage table, mm-hmm. and that's only $15. So why sign a contract? Why not just come over and pay out of pocket? You know.
Right. Yeah.
And
you know,
guess what?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm proud of myself because I'm not an assertive person. And we were running out of time and my transportation was going to arrive. And then finally, the doctor popped her head in the room and the girl told her that my ride was coming there in 10 minutes. And she said, oh, I wanted to do the light therapy. And the girl reminded her I hadn't signed my paperwork yet. And I actually spoke up and I said, you know what? I actually said, I know you're going to charge me if you do an evaluation today, and I'd rather have a full visit. And so I was the one who said that, and then mm-hmm. I very politely walked away. I feel, and I'm afraid my attorney might be mad at me because he didn't want me changing chiropractors to begin with. But I would just be honest with him and tell him that I was there way early, and I can even send him a snapshot of her hours. And will my attorney be mad at me if I choose somebody else because I've not signed a contract yet?
I feel like, you know, they might not like it too much, but I don't really see any problem with it. I mean, it's your life, and you can choose who you want to, you know, work things out. But I feel like your attorney... He's a good attorney, and so I would just stick with what's going on. And, you know, with this lady concerned, I would just, you know, turn it over to Spirit and ask Spirit to help you and guide you in what you're supposed to do next. So
I am. I'm supposed to go back to see her Monday at 4, and I'm going to put mm-hmm. this in God's hands. And
right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a visit out to Dr. Anderson's office just to meet him and see his office, and if this other chiropractor that I visited today, I'll just let her know that I'd like to come out there just to his table and pay privately for that, and just be really nice,
right.
and just say that, you know, really no contract is needed, and so will she be okay with that?
Yeah, I feel like she'll be all right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, but I hope that my relationship with my attorney is still good. Will he be ticked off at me on Monday?
Yeah, he's not going to go anywhere. So
he's not going to like it?
No, he will like. He'll like it. He'll be a little disappointed because he really wanted you to try some, you know, stay where you were. But you know, like I said, it's your choice, and so I wouldn't be bullied into something you don't want to be into. So, all right.
Exactly. Boy, you said that absolutely perfect, Michael. And that's the way I felt, because really the only reason why I chose to go there is because of the hydrotherapy. And she does light therapy, and I don't even know if that's a gimmick or if it would really work.
Right.
So you helped me. And so now I know what I'm going to do. And I'll just be honest with my attorney. I'll send him a picture of the hours that are on her front door, and I'll tell him the truth that I was there an hour early at 3, and I was waiting, and it was a dark office, and nobody arrived until just before my appointment, and then the paperwork took such a long time, there wasn't any time
right.
for any visit. So,
right.
you know, and ultimately, it is my life and my health, and I shouldn't feel uncomfortable going somewhere, and I'm not going to sign a contract with her. I don't feel good about it. Something seems wrong. I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't seem right.
Right. Yeah, don't get yourself into something you're not going to like. So, all right. I'm going to have to go, but I appreciate you calling in.
All right, Michael. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You too. All right, I got about 5 minutes with you still. So, one thing I would like for you guys to do is, you know, if you really like the show and stuff like that, you can make a donation and help us get on longer hours. One thing I will also ask you to do is pray for me, that I'll do what Spirit wants me to do and follow the path that Spirit has for me. So I appreciate that as well. But I suffer from depression a little bit. So, you know, the Spirit's always with me and will always be with you. So I'm going to go ahead and close off for tonight. I appreciate everybody that's called in. Just be you and things will work out. All right. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I'll talk to you. We'll be on air tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. That's 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. All right. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye-bye.